My name is Sinead Murphy from the Northern Ireland Assembly Communications Office. I'm here today with Sue Ramsey MLA and Don Purvis MLA, both of whom are members of the Northern Ireland Assembly and Business Trust. Sue and Don will be attending suicide prevention training this evening, which has been organised by the Northern Ireland Assembly and Business Trust in conjunction with PIPS programmes. Sue, if I can come to you first, why do you think tonight's training is important?
Well, I represent the constituency of West Belfast, and over the last number of months we've had a number of people, not necessarily all young people, but a number of people who have took their own life through suicide. And we found that a number of people have been self-harming because of a multitude of issues within their own lives. Parallel to that, we've also had a large number of people who have been saved because of interventions from the community and voluntary sector and health professionals. And I just think that it is important, the more people that get this type of training that actually have and can develop a listening ear, then we can and will save more people in the long run. It's important as MLAs, as political leaders within our community, that we get the relevant training, and it's important that our staff, who sometimes are the first point of contact for a lot of people in our constituency, have the same training. So I want to commend the Assembly, I want to commend the Business Trust, and I want to commend the officials in the Assembly for taking forward this initiative.
Okay, Sue, thank you very much indeed. Don Purvis, turning to you now, in recent years there's been an increase in the number of suicides in Northern Ireland. What role do you think the MLAs can play in helping to tackle this issue?
Well, I think there's a number of roles that MLAs can play. The first and probably the most important is to raise awareness around the issue of suicide, and also to tell people what help is available there. The second role that MLAs play is in terms of their constituency office, so coming into contact with people who may be suffering from mental ill health or may be contemplating suicide for a whole host of reasons, because we know that it's very, very complex. But also in terms of providing support for families of those who have lost a loved one through suicide. And so I think it's very important that MLAs have that knowledge and experience of what to do whenever they come into contact with someone who is suffering or a family who's suffering the loss.
Okay, Don, thank you very much for talking to us today. Thank you.
Thank you.